A while back, I had the opportunity to chat with today's guest on aesthetics and the work of creatives. In a moment of Black is King and where Black and African aesthetics are receiving their due and being acknowledged on a proper global stage, it's important to acknowledge the creatives and key contributors at the center of doing the work. Our next guest is no stranger to any of the above. Having worked with Rihanna, Pharrell, and Beyoncé, she's had a crash course in defining her own specific aesthetic as a creative in a modern landscape. Without further delay, I introduce you to next week's guest and my friend, Khadija Shari.
The beginning of my dance career seemed like a fantasy to me. I felt like I was on top of the world. Touring with Rihanna, having already worked with Beyoncé, I was booking commercials, just making money at the beginning of my 20s. And I was really living young and free. And then I got the opportunity to work with Pharrell Williams on his Dear Girl promo tour. I went from being the cover girl of his Marilyn Monroe single and traveling the world to being injured, depressed, and forced to be sat down for 4 months, all in the same year. Changed my life completely. That was my reality check, that this art life is not a game. How does one prepare for such life-altering things? Ah, that's the thing, you don't. That's when I learned you can't control, prevent, or go against the waves of life. You just learn how to surf them.
Wow. I love that last point of art life, and more generally, more broadly, speaking to the work of creatives. Khadija, do you feel that creatives are given due credit when compared to more traditional fields of work? Do you think that their work, all that it takes to be a triple, quadruple threat, all that this takes, do you think that you all are given your due credit?
I do not believe so. Okay. I think people look at art and they look at it as something that doesn't need work. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's something in the mind. Oh, you're creative. What kind of lifestyle can that be? Or how can you take care of your family being a creative, when in actuality, creative people create the money or the lifestyle, or I should say career, that they're going to live. And really, majority of the time, from scratch. There's no bi-weekly check. Sometimes there's no check for months. So you're creating job opportunities for yourself based off of this creativity that only you can see in your head, whether it be through writing, whether it be through dance, whether it be through song or theater. These things take a lot of work, a lot of energy, and that's where the line really comes from. Many are called, few are chosen, because not everybody goes through it. So I do feel at times people who are creative artists struggle, and they try to fight with people to get them to understand that I'm working a 9-to-5. It may not look like you're 9-to-5, but I am working, and I don't always feel like we are given the credit that we deserve. In many other ways too. I've been on stage since I was 8 years old. So for me, it became, I needed to get to the top of whatever this training I had been doing for so long was going to be. Did I know what it was? No, absolutely not. So I get to Rihanna, I get to the Beyoncés, the Pharrells, and this is like exciting. Mm-hmm. I thought this was the cream of the crop. Like, yeah. I'm at the top of my game, so to speak. But we forget that there's always higher levels you can go in the mind, in the spirit, and in your work. So I really had to take a step back and say, what am I going to do next? Mm-hmm. Being injured, it's like a car ran over my foot. What if we guess? Yeah. I won't get too far into that. But imagine an athlete, a dancer, or I should put it in this term, imagine a chef getting one of his fingers injured, or a hairdresser.
Yeah.
It was like I was crippled. So I had to fight with feeling like, is this the end? Or am I supposed to be focusing on something else? So it was a huge realization for me that I needed to be working on the bigger picture, whatever the bigger picture might have been. And I also needed to take a step back and realize that I wasn't all the way thankful for the moments that had come my way thus far. I was just moving. Everything was fast. It was coming to me left and right. all these great things. And then I felt like this was the moment that I needed to sit down and really focus and get myself ready for what was to come.